This is part two. Great Torrential Rain Floods part two. Oh, and it's the first flood part two. This is such a great third and fourth episodes. Sorry to all of you who wanted the pieces part two. That is being put on hold for episode five. Episode four is here. It's actually here. Since this is the first two-parter, it will be narrated by a voice that you will all come to know on this podcast as Olivia.
Hi, my name is Olivia, and I am a guest on Ransom's podcast. And now, the Great Torrential Rain Floods, the First Flood, Part 2. When the child slunk back defeated, the three children were now found in their beds in the morning. The adults guessed what happened and constructed a barrier around the beach incline. And it became a law that all who trespass on the beach and the incline would be locked up in the community jail. Clean rock stayed above the water, but not very much. And the high point that was usually about 10 feet above the ground and was now only a few inches above the water level, as the incline usually a 20-foot tall slant, now about a 15-foot above the water. 5 feet having been submerged by the rain continued throughout the summer, a cool relief to the hot months. When the winter came, the incline was only 1 foot above the level of the sea. The water continued, and no one decided to leave, since the water was wet and cold. But the time of the coming of the water that year later, the water level was up past the incline and was licking at the base of the beachfront property. One day later, at the exact same time, the torrential rain flood started. And when the bases of the first houses began to get soggy, and the residents were throwing their precious belongings out the back window in a frantic attempt to defeat the might of nature, the rain stopped. But before we continued with the story, we must investigate what occurred to Clean Rock. When the water came past the high point on Clean Rock, the base of soap that kept Clean Rock tethered to the earth began to erode. The maximum water pressure was too much for Clean Rock, and it soon was free, the base having been eroded. It floated out to the outreachers, usually where the beach ended and the sea began. Now it was the last point where anything could be retrieved from the power of the sea right before it was cast out to where it would never return. It washed ashore on the dry rock of Giant's Foot. A quick word about Giant's Foot. It was a large rock made of shattered rock. It towered above the water level, and that was a mighty feat for the 33 feet of water that it had out there. And with some good height, Clean Rock as it washed up, got stuck to the toes of Giant's Foot. But the ocean would not let Clean Rock go without a fight. The mighty waves began to wash up harder than ever before. Soon the waves in the level of the sea carefully dislodged Clean Rock from Giant's Foot. It floated out farther and nearer to the outreachers. But just before it went past, the rain stopped. A year and a day after the rains had started, Clean Rock slowly floated back closer to the incline, and the incline water level has decreased. The beachfront houses were fine, if not a bit wet, and Clean Rock floated back up to where it used to be. A small child saw it and ran out to go see if it was true, but then the water level had reached close enough that the small child could run out to it. The mother saw them run, and she ran after him. She chased him down to the beach where Clean Rock was. He ran past the final mark where, if the waves would come back at a moment, it would be impossible to get back. But the waves did not come back. It kept on rescending, and until it was back at the level of the beach and where the outreachers once was, the town settled back into its daily routine, but different, such as when in the middle of the night, all were replaced with their indissential duplicates, but when they were different, and as they did not fit into their lives anymore. That was interesting. Like, it makes you want to read more. Gives you more despite and more interest. And now, cluttering in your minds, in your thoughts, in your lives, a song.
Special music was Pompeii by Bastille. Find out more at BastilleBand.com. Thank you for listening.